This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I am Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy, and it is great to be with you on Angels Radio, Los Angeles, Fox Sports Las Vegas, The Game Orlando, ESPN Charlotte, The Real Atlanta, ESPN South Jersey, and 107.5 Alive. Thank you for tuning in on radio or listening to the podcast wherever you are. And this is our first show as official Florida residents. How's that feel?
It feels amazing.
It's been crazy. Mm-hmm. It's been chaos. We'll get to that in a minute. We have two special guests this week, Harold Carmichael, who was just enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Wayne Rasmussen, the Associate Professor, School of Business and Faculty Athletic Representative at the Masters University, our newest program sponsor. We are very excited about our partnership with Masters and looking forward to seeing where God leads us. Wayne helped bring the Union in Major League Soccer to Philadelphia several years ago, so stay tuned for those conversations. But before we go any further, I want to let you know, on August 28th, Remy and I, are you excited for this? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
And Alexia and Melina, which will be a week or so after their 8th birthday, we're going to run the race to rescue for the millions of children who are trapped in slavery all over the world. There are 40 million people. We've talked about this before. 40 million people who are trapped in modern-day slavery. Every one in four of those are children. So instead of playing and growing and learning, they're enslaved to work tirelessly in inhumane conditions. And IJM, International Justice Mission, has done a terrific, tremendous job for over 20 years to rescue and protect people from violence. And IJM and their partners, they collaborate with local authorities to strengthen justice systems, to build communities where all people deserve this, can expect to be safe and protected. So we're going to race so that we can be one step closer to bringing every single child trapped in slavery home safely. So we ask you, if you would like to join Team Faith on the Field and make a donation, we're going to run our race along the Gulf of Mexico, our favorite place, on Reddington Shores. So to donate and help support the mission, you can go to ijm.org/faithonthefieldrace. Looking forward to that. It's a tremendous cause. Now, our life this past month has been incredibly chaotic. I didn't realize moving is going to be just, there's so much work. It never ends. We've been worn out. We've been stressed out. It's crazy. But when we needed it the most, every time God sends help our way, I call those helpers angels. And I just want to shout out a few people. Pastor Christian Panichetti, his nephew Dominic, they showed up one day and helped me load the truck. My brother, his wife, my niece and nephew, Austin and Gianna, here in Florida, your family, all of our truck driver who was tremendous, like God's angels showing up to help. And we're so grateful. We're so thankful. But really, God meets us in the middle of our chaos. He knows what we need. There's a Psalm 91:11 says, God commands his angels concerning you to guard you and to protect you, to help you along the way. And I just want to use that as encouragement for people out there who, no matter where you are or what you're in the middle of, take a moment, step back. And I haven't done a great job of this lately because I'm so consumed with everything going on, and appreciate that God is with me. He'll send the help along the way, but he's there. Turn to him.
That's so true. And throughout this whole thing, which I don't recommend anybody moving out of a state, okay? Like, it's hard. Like, if you have to, sure. But, like, honestly, after this experience, I'm not moving out of here, all right? Because this was hard.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh.
But one thing I know for sure, that this whole experience, every single step of the way, God was in it. And he showed up like no tomorrow. He was just through and through, he was in every single thing. And that's for another time, but this is how you know you made the right decision, because God was in every little detail. And I mean, you name it, he was in it. Yeah. I mean, the tiny little details, even the things that he saved us from before we got ourselves into. It's the things that he provided before we even needed.
Little mistakes that we
covered. I mean, I could write a book about this experience and how God is real. Like, if you're going to sit here and tell me God is not real, I'm going to tell you my story, and then you're going to say, no, God is real.
Well, how we got here, how we even got here, and the timeline and the path and everything else.
It's just been incredible,
and we're finding that just little things along the way, decisions that we got to make, like even stupid things like furniture, man, appliances right now. Like, I think they're back ordered and all this stuff, and then somehow it shows up.
It shows up.
It shows up. Yeah. And
God has been so good to just direct people our path and everything. But I tell you what, though, this doesn't happen just like that. It's the connection with God. It's the foundation that we built. I'm not taking credit for it, but I'm saying my relationship has been strong and it's been getting stronger every day. But it's because of that connection and because of that relationship, God looks out for you because he knows what you need before you even need it. And that is because the constant communication and prayer all day long, that's where you get here.
We can talk more about that coming up, but because we have two guests, so we'll do that later on in different episodes and different shows. We have two guests. We have to get to the first one right now, and that's Harold Carmichael, played 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles from 1971 to 1983, finished up his career with part of a season with the Dallas Cowboys. He was selected as part of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Centennial Class. Harold is 6'8", the tallest wide receiver in NFL history, but he's also one of the most humble men I've ever met in sports. Here's my conversation with Harold Carmichael. Harold, I heard your conference call the day you found out about being elected into the Centennial Class, and you talked about God's grace. Tell me how your faith has helped you throughout your entire journey through the NFL, post-career, and now into the Hall of Fame.
I've been blessed, you know, really looking back over the years, looking back of all of the things as it has happened to me. About maybe 10 years ago, I was laying in bed just thinking about things, wondering why I don't have, you know, all of these catches, why I'm not into the Hall of Fame, why this and why that, and really thinking about it, and I stopped thinking about a lot of stuff. I said, Harold, you've been blessed, man. You know, the things that you've had and the things that this has happened to you, guys that you probably think about that are in the Hall of Fame, that type of stuff. I'm saying, why aren't I in there? Then, you know, in the way God's saying to me, just wait, you know, be patient one day. And, you know, really, and one of the worst things I did was trying to question God. I'm saying, when? And it just happened. This was the when. And to me, this is very special to me because God put me in this position to be in the Centennial Class. These guys, like I said earlier, these guys before me, and the guys, the class after me, we're in a special class now. We're in the Centennial Class 2020, you know, and that's very exciting to me. And the patience that, you know, that I didn't have, and but God, it put it in my life to have, be patient, be courageous, you know, and just believe, have the faith. And I have the faith, and I start kind of believing that I'm going to get in here. You know, and I'm looking at the things that the people that are around me, the guys, the competition that I had to get into this, and God, you know, put me first.
Well, his timing is always better than our timing. At any point during that, especially when you were feeling kind of bad about it, did you really come to the grips that, hey, you know, my identity isn't really in the Hall of Fame? Whether I get in, whether I don't get in God's eyes, I'm a Hall of Famer already.
Well, you know, one thing I feel about my faith is, long as I'm doing the right thing, when I feel I'm putting a smile on God's face, I'm good with everybody. You know, when I make God smile and said, good job, Harold, that is what I work for. You know, it's not between me and you, it's between me and God. So again, when I please God, everybody should be good with me. And what he's done for me is to put me in a position to be, to have that that relationship with people, to help out. I don't force myself on people. I talk about him. I talk about God, you know, but I'm not going to force him, you know, because that's between you and God, you know. As long as I can do this between me and God, I'm fine. I'm fine. So, I like telling people, make God smile. When you make God smile, you're all right with everybody else.
How proud of you to be part of an Eagles organization where there are so many guys on that team who are outspoken believers, brothers in Christ. I know how instrumental it was for them when they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Well, you know, being outspoken about your faith in God, that's good. But God wants you to go into your quiet space, a place, and praise him there. To get on the platform, and yeah, you want to preach God, you want to preach his word. But my thing is, again, I'm going to go back to it. It's between me and God. And what you see me do, that's what I'm about. And I'm not going to tell you my faith and all that. Just look at me, see what I do. And that's going to show you my faith. You know, not what I say, it's what I do.
Quiet leader, man. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Congratulations, Harold.
Thank you,
appreciate you,
brother. Appreciate you.
God
thank
bless
you.
You, man.
God bless you. Doing heaven walk with you forever,
thank
man.
You.
That was Pro Football Hall of Famer Harold Carmichael. Up next, you'll hear from Wayne Rasmussen. You're listening to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desires to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hairy Egg Breakfast Sandwich, made with two farm-fresh eggs, cheese, choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll, makes mornings simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses, freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.
Hey, this is Jerome Bettis, former running back from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com and find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an incredible lineup of guests. You can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. Be sure to follow us also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on a Field, and tell a friend about the show. I want to take a minute to thank our awesome sponsors. Please check them out on our website, International Justice Mission, the Masters University, Heritage's Dairy Stores, Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show and help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonafieldshow.com. We have various packages that we can cater specific to your needs. Our goal here is to be on a sports radio station in every state. We're growing. We're getting there. If you don't have a business to advertise on, but you want to help the ministry, we do have a donate button on our page on faithonafieldshow.com. You can also help by purchasing some of our merchandise through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel Store. We have t-shirts, so much more. Check it out. Really cool stuff. You can find it on our site, faithonafieldshow.com. Just look under merch. Wayne Rasmussen is the Associate Professor, School of Business, and Faculty Athletic Representative at the Masters University, which is our newest program sponsor. We're really excited, very grateful to partner with the Masters University. Wayne has had an incredible career working in various spaces. He's a fascinating guy. Check out this conversation. Wayne, great to have you on the show and really excited about the partnership with the Masters University. Before we get into that, tell me a little bit about your background with professional soccer, where you worked, and how you have come along in that career.
Thanks, Rob. It's great to be on the show. I really appreciate this time we have together. Actually cut my teeth with the men's national team back in the early 80s, working under Lothar Osiander and Bob Gansler. And through that, fast forward, Lothar Osiander became the head coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy in Major League Soccer in year one of the league. In 1996, we were there at the Rose Bowl and playing our games in front of, we were hoping we'd get 30,000 fans. First game we had 60,000+ fans with the North End closed down for fireworks. And the team had a very successful season. I was the director of all operations and player activity and ran the stadium for the team, along with the help of the great Rose Bowl staff. And we went on to win the Western Conference. From there, we went all the way through the playoffs and ended up in the final against DC United and playing in Foxborough there at the Patriots Football Stadium and Robert Kraft Stadium. And we lost in overtime in a game that was often on torrential downpours. We were up 2-0. They tied 2-2. Late in the game, and they scored a game winner to win the first championship there. The Galaxy since has gone on to win a lot of championships, and they play in a great stadium at Cal State Dominguez Hills in Carson, Southern Cal. So from there, I went back with the family, and we were trying to get the team done in Philadelphia, and we were able to found the Philadelphia Union and build a stadium on the Chester waterfront. So very exciting to have a part and a play in all that and, you know, be involved in the league at that level.
I got to ask you about the fan base for the Philadelphia Union in that area, because there is a strong and loyal group of supporters to the point where if we put out, and I had mentioned this to you over the summer when we spoke, when I was doing radio at 97.5 The Fanatic and did a poll and didn't include the Philadelphia Union coach or don't include, you get a lot of supporters coming at you saying, hey, this is the best coach or this is the best team or whatever it may be. Did you anticipate that when you founded the Union that there was going to be such a strong, loyal group of supporters? And how do you see that growing in that area?
Well, interestingly, when we started the league, we had all the major media markets except Philadelphia, which was the fourth largest media market in the country at the time and still right up there near the top. So we really wanted Philly. A fun little story was the Sons of Benz, as they call themselves, supporter group led by Brian James. Brian James started out by saying, we're going to form a group and we're going to push until we get a team. Unbeknownst to Brian and his buddies, we'd been working actively behind the scenes under the radar for a number of years on this. And so he started his effort. And a week later, we announced we were going to have a team in Philadelphia, to which his friend said, Brian, you're very effective. So the Sons of Ben played a massive role in getting us a team actually at Philadelphia, because it really tipped the scale in our favor to getting a team and getting awarded a franchise from Major League Soccer, which is a whole big story in and of itself, but really appreciative of what the Sons of Ben have done.
It's great to see how that sport is growing in that area, which is a big supportive fan base and the four major sports. But we see that the Union are taking over and there's so many strong supporters there. So that's really exciting and love the fact that you were involved in getting them there. Tell me, Wayne, about what you're doing now, your role at the Masters University and everything that you've done in your career, whether it was working in sports or otherwise, how it prepared you for this time in your life?
Well, my life is probably best typified by the idea of just keeping up with the Lord and the doors he's opening and being faithful to pray about him, really think about him, take some counsel, and then go through him in a lot of cases. So early on, I went to Messiah College, now Messiah University, a very successful NCAA Division III athletic program in Middle Pennsylvania. Shortly thereafter, my real break was I went to Southern Methodist University, where I did my master's degree in physical education, which would now be kinesiology as a major. And I was able to mentor under a coach, Jim Benedict, with the Mustangs men's soccer team. And he really grew me as a coach. And we had a very successful team. And from there, I was able to start a program at Creighton University. And shortly and not long thereafter, I did a doctorate at Temple University in sport management, and had a lot of work with the national teams during that time, as well as working towards getting professional soccer to come back to the United States. Through all that, the Lord just kept weaving opportunities and experiences. So when this opportunity came up out here in Southern Cal at the Masters University, It truly is. We prayed about it. My wife, Debbie, and I, it was just too good to pass up. It was a great opportunity to work with an excellent school that really has a heartbeat for the gospel, the fidelity of scripture, and the work that can be done in young people's lives. And we get to do this in a part of the country where sports is just fantastic in Southern California on all levels, especially the professional levels. We know with the Super Bowl coming up, you know, in February of next year. So just very excited through this. A lifelong friend, Harry Walls from South Jersey, said, "Hey, we're looking at new majors. I know you're doing this sport management major at another college. Would you be willing to come advise with us as to how we might do it?" One thing led to another. Next thing you know, they were making an offer to come out to be an associate professor in the School of Business and Communication, with the idea of exploring the idea of having a sport management major on the undergraduate level and possibly the graduate level. And we've now applied for that. And we are developing that program as we speak. We're waiting for WASC approval. That's the accrediting body. And when they give us the green light, you know, we're going to go forward with that undergraduate program and get some students going on the way of using sports, professional sports, college sports, as a way to share Jesus Christ and a place to do relationship for the Lord.
Well, I love that. That's what we're all about here at Faith on a Field Show. Tell me a little bit about some of the unique characteristics that separate the Master's University from some other schools, other universities and colleges.
Well, I think it's the idea that we seek to transform young people to have an impact for Christ in the world. You know, our committed faculty and staff pour their lives into the students, teaching every subject with a distinct biblical worldview. We hold firm to the idea that the scriptures are sufficient and inerrant, and we have a strong commitment, therefore, to Christ and scripture. We're compelling students not only to achieve academically and with professional excellence, but we want them to develop wisdom, want them to establish convictions, and we want to seek to produce potential leaders in them and make them great teammates in whatever endeavor they do. Each graduate set on a path to success with the skills and perspective to do all that they do for the honor of our great God. So, again, a couple quick facts. Got like 150 plus bachelor's, master's, credential, and certificate options across our 8 schools. We're located in Santa Clarita, also Sun Valley with our seminary, which is down in the L.A. area. Santa Clarita just above LA. And then we also have an extension school in Israel at IBEX. Wow. Have about 2,500 students, 1,000 on campus, largest incoming class in recent memory at 400 plus this fall. And 98% of them are going to receive some kind of financial aid. And it's really a bargain school because we have a great support from our development office and fundraising to keep it affordable.
Wayne, it's a very exciting opportunity for us as we partner with you guys, and we really appreciate you sharing our vision and helping us continue to grow the show into more markets as we now expanded most recently into Florida, into LA, into Las Vegas and Charlotte and Atlanta, and coming up on the horizon, we're looking at new markets, new opportunities, and we genuinely appreciate the support of the Master's University. And I look forward to chatting with you many, many more times over the next few years. Thank you, Wayne.
As well, Rob. And we are very excited about this partnership as well. And I speak on behalf of the university, saying it's a great privilege to be involved with such a great group as Faith on the Field to forward the cause of the gospel. So we are excited for the days ahead here, my friend. And there are going to be many good ones with all the sports going, not only here in Southern Cal, but around the country.
No doubt. We got a little saying we say, my story, his glory, and it's always about him. We all have a story, but we always point it up to the glory of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Rob. I really appreciate it.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Harold Carmichael and Wayne Rasmussen. Thank you to Doug, Pastor Scott, Josh, and everyone on our Faith on a Field team. And thank you for listening to Faith on a Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Master's University. With Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. 1 in 4 are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence.
We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's Dairy Stores desires to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hairy Egg Breakfast Sandwich, made with 2 farm-fresh eggs, cheese, choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll, makes morning simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses, freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc. is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have 2 daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate planning documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates at 856-428-2266. Like I did, to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.